The Missouri Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the chamber and in the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Senator Fitzwater and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, who dwells in and through everything, great is your name. May your will be done in these halls even today, as we seek to redeem our days in your world through grace and peace, just as it is in heaven. Today, provide all the things we need to sustain a desire to glorify you, while allowing us the boldness to forgive and seek forgiveness for our wrongs, just as you've forgiven us. And please give us a clear vision, one that honors you and doesn't lead us down the wrong paths that only create hardship for ourselves and our state. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 50th day, Wednesday, April 12th, 2023. The Senate met.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as so having been fully read.
If we could have some order in the chamber to understand the motion offered by the Senator of Shelby. You've heard the motion of the reading of the journal be waived, though be approved as been fully read. Is there any senator who desires to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
The Senator renews her motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but to be approved as though been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The Senator from the 24th.
Good morning, Mr. President. I would like to introduce some very special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you. In the gallery behind us in the stunningly crisp white coats is the Missouri chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Although I'm introducing these physicians today, they come from all over the state of Missouri, so I think most of us have constituents up in the gallery. They are here working to educate colleagues on the importance of passing the postpartum health care coverage and also working on some other issues as it relates to children's health care. And Mr. President, if you could help me make them feel welcome.
The pediatric specialists, please rise, and would the Missouri Senate make them feel welcome today? Introduction of guests, the Senator from the 8th District.
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce a special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you. Behind me in the upper gallery, if you all would stand up, the Blue Springs School District is here today. Today, joining us is Bobby Hawk, School Board President, Jeff Sims, the School Board Vice President, Kurt Swanson, also School Board Vice President, Kay Cohn, a School Board Member, Rhonda Gilstrap, a School Board Member, April Agate, School Board Member, also Darcy Dreyer, a teacher, Mallory Perry, a teacher, and two students, and Antonita Mafuzi and Tanner Jackley, both from Blue Springs High Schools, and also accompanying them today is Dr. Jerome, the superintendent of the Blue Springs High School. I ask the Senate to please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these folks in the Blue Springs School District to the Missouri Senate today. Senator from the 6th.
Mr. President, I have a very special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right, would you all please stand, ladies? We have the Tipton Lady Cardinals State 2 Class Basketball Champions. They beat Bishop LeBlanc in the high school, Bishop LeBlanc High School, by a score of 55-36 to win their first ever state championship. They only lost one game during the year, and it actually was to Bishop LeBlanc, but they came back and beat them in the state championship. They had a record of 33-1. They're coached by their head coach, Jason Culpepper. He was honored as the Class 2 State Coach of the Year. They have a lot of great team members, but team member Myra Kloss was named the Missouri Class 2 Player of the Year, and she was a four-time All-Stater with 2,500 career points. We have Briar Cox, Brett Cox, Olivia Wolf, Josephine Dykus, Paige Whitman, Courtney Edwards, Madeline Hagerman, Charlie Bailey, Kaya Smith, Anna Crane, Clara Williams, Ava Schotthauer, and Carson Petrie. And we have their assistant coaches, the superintendent, and a lot of parents and fans came up with them. And would the Senate please welcome and congratulate the Class 2 Girls State Champions.
Let's welcome the Coach of the Year, the Player of the Year, and the Tipton Lady Cardinals State Champions. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, would you please ask the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask that they please be read.
Senator, there are no messages from the House.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I ask that you recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will report to standing committees. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward.
Whenever you're ready, Senator from Shelby.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 51, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been duly enrolled and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 129, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 128, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 398, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 190, begs leave to report that it has examine the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 275, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 542, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator O'Loughlin, Chair.
Senator from the 20th.
Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 26, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Offered by Senator Trent and on behalf of Senator Crawford.
Senator from Scott County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 35, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 92, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Thompson Rader, Chair.
Senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report from your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bills 903, 465, 430, and 499, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass.
If we could get a little bit of order so the Secretary can continue to read, thank you.
Respectfully submitted, Senator Fitzwater, Chairman.
All of the business will be suspended. And Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 51, having passed both branches of the General Assembly, will be read at length by the Secretary. And if no objections are made, the bill will be signed to the end that it may become law. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Truly agreed to and finally passed, Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 51, an act relating to the scope of practice for physical therapists.
No objections being made, the bill is so signed. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, I ask that the Senate go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills. formal calendar and ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be third reading of Senate bills, formal calendar. First up is Senate substitute for Senate Bill 35, the senator from the 4th District.
Senator from the 4th.
Senator from the 4th, you're recognized for the third reading of the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 35.
Mr. President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 35 be taken up for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 4th District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Mr. President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 35 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
This is a bill that we've been talking about for the last week or so. It adds due process to the law in reference to licensures and occupational suspension of licenses. It was only three things that the court had to consider. So basically, when they got the notice, they were already had violated those three things, so there was no incentive for them to come in and do the process. We added other findings of fact in the law. It gives them an incentive to come in and enter into an agreement with the court to start their payments. With that, I'll take any questions.
The senator from the 4th has moved for the third reading and final passage of the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 35. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 4th renews her motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 35 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 35, an act relating to judicial proceedings involving the parent-child relationship. Senators Arthur,
aye.
Bean,
aye.
Beck,
aye.
Bernsketter,
no.
Black,
aye.
Bratton, Brown 16,
aye.
Brown 26,
aye.
Carter, Serpoy, Coleman,
aye.
Crawford,
aye.
Eigel,
no.
Esslinger, Fitzwater,
aye.
Gannon,
aye.
Hoskins, Huff,
aye.
Koenig,
aye.
Luchtmeyer, May,
aye.
McCreary,
aye.
Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor,
aye.
Rizzo,
aye.
Roberts,
aye.
Rowden,
aye.
Schroer,
aye.
Thompson Rader, Trent,
aye.
Washington,
aye.
Williams,
aye.
Senator from Cass, votes aye.
Aye.
Senator from Johnson,
aye.
Votes aye. Senator from Ozark, could you repeat your vote?
Aye.
Votes aye. By your vote of 30 aye and 4 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling of perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 92, the senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 92 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Johnson County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 92 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 92 has two provisions in there. One, tax credits for certain fuels. This is clarifying language for the agriculture tax credits that we passed in special session. It was passed out of committee. That provision was passed out of committee on April 4th with 6-1 vote. Missouri Soybean Association, Missouri Farm Bureau, Missouri Cattlemen's, the Clean Fuels Alliance, and Truck Stops of Missouri all testified in favor of that provision, and it had no one testify in opposition. And then the underlying bill is the Rural Access Capital Act, which provides a tax credit for certain investments made in businesses located in rural areas in the state. What it's trying to do is bridge the gap between what a bank can loan and the risk tolerance that a bank can have, as well as venture capitalists. It is truly focused on rural Missouri. It has to have, I think the businesses believe, have to have less than 250 employees. And then it does have a $16 million cap, as well as a sunset. With that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
The Senator from Johnson County has moved for a third reading and final passage of the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute to Senate Bill 92. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Johnson renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 92 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 92, an act relating to tax credits. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Sirpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams,
Senator from Jefferson, votes aye. Senator from Clay, votes aye. Senator from Cass, votes no. By your vote of 24 aye and 10 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 540, the senator from the 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 540 be brought up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of the 23rd. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would renew my motion. This is the bill that we perfected yesterday that has to do with an armed forces tax deduction. Specifically, this would specify signing bonuses received by the members of the National Guard as salary and compensation, which would qualify it for exemption from income taxes. It also creates a provision to create a medal for Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Freedom Sentinel, and Operation Allies Refugee Program, Medallion Program for our National Guard members. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, and if not, I would renew my motion, Mr. President.
The Senator from the 23rd has moved for the third reading and final passage of the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 540. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the 23rd renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 540 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 540, an act relating to members of the armed forces. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Phelps votes aye. Senator from Boone. By your vote of 33 aye and one no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and the perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute. I'm sorry, Senate Bill number 122, the Senator from the 4th District.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 122 be taken up in third rate and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 4th. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 122 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yeah, this bill just allows students to be excused if they're having like a mental health or behavior health concern, provided that the school gets notification from the mental health provider, they can be excused, and that's all the bill does. I'll take any questions.
The Senator from the 4th moves for the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill number 122. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 4th renews her motion that Senate Bill 122 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 122, an act relating to compulsory school attendance. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Shore, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Jefferson, as an aye. By your vote of 34 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 411 and 230, the senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 411 and 230 be taken up for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Franklin County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
I now move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 411 and 230 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the... Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bills?
Yeah, this is the bill that came up yesterday, and what it does is it allows homeschooled students to participate in sports and extracurricular activities that their parents' tax dollars are in part funding. I was a lot thankful for the opportunity to work with a number of my colleagues, and we were able to add provisions to ensure that there's an equal playing field, that they're held to the same standards regarding attendance and other matters. There was a provision added that would allow charter counties and cities with populations in excess of 30,000 people to weigh in on whether or not their school district has a four-day school week. And I was thankful for the opportunity to work with a lot number of people on this, and I would hope to get it across the finish line.
The senator from Franklin County has moved for the third reading and final passage of the Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, for Senate Bills 411 and 230. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion that the Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 411 and 230 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills Numbers 411 and 230, an act relating to participation of elementary and secondary school students in educational settings. Senators Arthur, Bean,
aye.
Beck,
aye.
Bernsketter,
aye.
Black,
aye.
Bratton, Brown 16,
aye.
Brown 26,
aye.
Carter, Serapoy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Crawford,
aye.
Igel,
aye.
Esslinger,
aye.
Fitzwater,
aye.
Gannon,
aye.
Hoskins,
aye.
Huff,
aye.
Koenig,
aye.
Luchtmeyer,
aye.
May,
aye.
McCreary,
aye.
Moon,
aye.
Mosley, O'Loughlin,
aye.
Razor,
aye.
Rizzo,
aye.
Roberts,
aye.
Rowden,
aye.
Schroer,
aye.
Thompson Rader,
aye.
Trent,
aye.
Washington,
aye.
Williams.
By your vote of 32 aye and 2 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. The Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I will be making a motion to adjourn until 2 p.m. on Monday. Next week, the schedule will be different due to the Appropriations Committee markup. Tuesday, we will go into session at 9 a.m. and complete our work on the floor around 2. Wednesday, we will come into session at 9:30 and adjourn shortly thereafter. Committees will be able to meet after session for the remainder of the day on both Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday session will begin at 10. We will likely work longer on Thursday than normal, so please be prepared to stay later into the day. And an updated schedule will be sent out to your offices this afternoon.
Further announcements. Announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of second reading of House bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of House bills.
Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Committee Substitute, House Bill 442.
House Committee Substitute, House Bill 442, an act relating to cost sharing under health benefit plans.
General laws, House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolutions 33 and 45.
House Committee Substitute, House Joint Resolutions 33 and 45, entitled a joint resolution relating to property tax assessments.
General laws, House Committee Substitute for House Bills 816 and 660.
House Committee Substitute, House Bills 816 and 660, entitled an act relating to income tax.
Appropriations, House Committee Substitute for House Bills 657, 479, and 647.
House Committee Substitute, House Bills 651, 479, and 647, an act relating to municipal franchise fees for video service providers.
Local government and elections, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 725.
House Committee Substitute, House Bill 725, an act relating to offenses involving teller machines.
Insurance and banking, House Committee Substitute, House Bills 913 and 428.
House Committee Substitute, House Bills 913 and 428, an act relating to licensed child care facilities.
Government accountability, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 863.
House Committee Substitute, House Bill 863, an act relating to social objective scoring standards.
Insurance and banking, House Committee Substitute for House, or House Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 356.
House Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 356, an act relating to taxation.
Economic Development Tax Policy, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1162.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1162, an act relating to a graduate medical education grant program.
Government Accountability, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 766.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 766, an act relating to marijuana facilities.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, House Committee Substitute for House Bills 971 and 970.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 971 and 970, an act relating to employment for people with disabilities.
Emerging Issues, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1133.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1133, an act relating to judicial proceedings.
Judicial, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1015.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1015, an act relating to law enforcement practices.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 207.
House Committee Substitute, House Bill 207, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, House Bill 403.
House Bill 403, an act relating to large animal veterinary student loan program.
Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 225.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 225, an act relating to the Missouri Nuclear Clean Power Act.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, House Committee Substitute for House Bills 882 and 518.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 882 and 518, an act relating to Memorial Highway designations.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 631.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 631, an act relating to the Department of Natural Resources.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, House Bill 1120.
House Bill 1120, an act relating to commercial activity.
emerging issues. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 870.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 870, an act relating to tax credits for child care.
Government Accountability, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 675.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 675, an act relating to tax credits for the production of certain entertainment.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, House Bill 995.
House Bill 995, an act relating to pet shop operations.
Emerging Issues, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1058.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1058, an act relating to the prevention of child abductions.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Also, Mr. President, would you please refer Senate Bill 275, Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 190, and Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 129 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight.
It shall be so referred. Senator from Cass.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent for introduction of special guests, please.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Behind me in the upper gallery, if I could get the 4-H group from Cass County to rise so we can all... I know most people have left. I do apologize. They were in the most important place here up in the dome, being able to do that, so they missed the original introductions. But I wanted to give them a warm welcome for coming, seeing the process, being a part of... Just seeing how government operates. We have a group all the way from 11th grade down to pre-K, so they're all ages seeing how this operates, and we're just very blessed to have them down here and would love the what's left of the body to give them a warm welcome. So thank you, Mr. President.
Let's welcome these future leaders from Cass County to the Missouri Senate today. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 2 p.m. Monday, April 17th.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until 2 p.m. Monday, April 17th.